Blog Talk Radio.
And here comes.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you with us here today. For another in series of Read the Word. We are reading the Word from Genesis to Revelation. And we're doing it all in 1 year, and chronologically, we're doing it. That's exactly how it happened, with great historical illustration. And so, we welcome you to be with us. It's been a really great program all year. About a half an hour. Some days have been 45 minutes, but hour each time we're here, and then Sundays we always receive communion together on Sunday morning, and we just welcome you. This is a great time to read through the Bible in 1 year. We're actually going to get the whole Bible read in 1 year.
Yeah, and amen.
Learned a lot through God's we've been saying it since the beginning, and we've got to see the majestic Word of God and how powerful it actually is. We all want to hold our Bibles up, make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
And the Word is changing my life right here, right now, today.
And the Word is changing my life right here, right now, today. I receive this word as a seed.
And plant it as in the good soil of my heart.
And plant it in the good soil of my heart.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen
and amen and amen. Yesterday, Peter and John were in the temple. You know, and it was winter. Who stole the snow? I keep asking this. And they met the lame man. And the lame man is healed and jumping, leaping, jumping, dancing, which is, you know, the answer for all of life is don't let them steal your dance, you know.
But, amen.
On 3:16, Peter and John looked at him and said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. You see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And so Peter and John are giving glory to God for the healing. And of course, the scribes and the Pharisees and the priests and the captain of the temple and all the documents. They had to get themselves all up and then yank about it. So here we go. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them. So priest, captain of the temple, and the Sadducees all came upon them. Being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them, put them in custody until the next day, which was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of them came to be about 5,000. That's a pretty good evangelistic event right there.
Yeah, it is.
5,000 people
I don't know. It was on your end, I think. Did you just get a load notification or something?
Just check it, thanks. Make sure everything's where it's supposed to be, right? And then it's on number 4. Well, for many of those who heard the word believe, the number of events came to be about 5,000, we believe. It depends on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and his many, as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they saw them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name, have you done this? I love this next verse. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you. Oh, the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone, nor is there salvation in any other. And there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and ignorant men, they marveled and they revealed that they had been with Jesus. They realized that they had been with Jesus. Verse 14. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. When they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done through them. This is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny. Well, why would you want to deny? I don't think it makes sense. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they should speak to no man in this name. So they called them, commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you or that God, you judge. We cannot but speak to them which we have seen and don't then further threat them and let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people that has all glorified God for what has been done. For the man was over 40 years old until he had whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God on one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of the servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? And yet the kings of the earth took their stand. And the rulers were gathered against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. 28. To do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before it be done. Now, Lord, verse 29 is one of the greatest prayers in the Bible. Now, Lord, look upon their threat to us, your servants, that with all boldness we may speak your word. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. When the man prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with great boldness. Verse 32, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own? But they had all things in common. With great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Verse 34. Now was there anyone among them who lacked? All who were possessors of land or house sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold. And laid them at the apostles' feet, they distributed to each one as they had need. And laid them at the apostles' feet, they distributed to each one according to need. And Elohim. And Joseph, who was also named Barsabbas by the apostle, which is translated to son of encouragement, the Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Chapter number 5, lying to the Holy Spirit. Do not do this. Hold on just a second. You only wear this headset for so long and then your head itches. Chapter 5, verse 1, a certain man named Ananias hired his wife sold possession. Nothing wrong with that. He kept back part of the proceeds. His wife being aware of it, but a certain part laid at the apostles' feet. Nothing wrong with any of it. But God's always said to me, it's your money, do whatever you want with it. And I'm like, well, no, it's not my money, it's your money. And he says, well, if you want to make it my money, that's fine, but you're going to go do this with it right now. So, all right then. Verse 3, Peter says, Ananias, why does Satan build your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not in your hand? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why then have you conceived such things? Oh my goodness, don't look away. There's all kinds of stuff happening here. Right. Well, why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have lied to, you have not lied to men, God.
Wow.
Ananias, hearing the words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man rose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. It was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the doorstep, and they will bury you up. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, burned her, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. Now, I got to move, love. If you want to take up reading right there for a minute, you can.
All right. Where were you? I was editing.
Verse 12.
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs. Whoops, here, let me turn on here. Hi, everyone. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. I love that. I want to see that happen again.
I want to see that happen again.
Amen. Yeah. Verse 17, imprisoned apostles freed. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they had heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. Verse 22, the apostles on trial again. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now, when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. Then one came and told them, saying, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain went with them, went with the officers, and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, wow, I wonder what would happen if our people would do it. I'll take those words back. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have defiled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey our God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Gamaliel's advice. This is verse 33. When they heard this, they were furious and took counsel to kill them. Then one of the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee, rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him, he also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of them, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Chapter 6, 7 Chosen to Serve. Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a murmuring against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. So that is really good. They're starting to delegate people to their ministry work. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Stephen accused of blasphemy. This is verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, we've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. Induced men to say, they convinced them to lie. Oh, hold on for just a second.
I apologize.
No.
Now, this is the beginning when we're going to see the Apostle Paul, right? Very clear to that. Well, Saul of Tarsus, as he begins to persecute the church right here.
Amen.
And
okay, you ready for me to keep reading, or are you still talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, keep going.
Verse 10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. I love that. Then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They also set up false witnesses who said this man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. And all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of an angel. Wow. And there concludes the reading for tonight. Today.
I bet he didn't know that that was a Bible verse. You have the face of an angel.
The face of an angel, yeah. How awesome to be known by that. They couldn't resist the spirit in him, and they saw him as with the face of an angel.
That means he was close to God.
Yeah, I love that.
He was one with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you and I got to realize. That God wants for each one of us. He wants for us to be one with him.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, you know, I don't know really about that. Because he comes to live on the inside of you by the Holy Spirit. He comes to live on the inside of you by his Holy Spirit. And that's how it's possible. And so, thank you, Father, for the Word of God.
Yeah.
Thank you for the majestic Word of God. Look at this. We're already 6 chapters into the book of Acts. Oh, my goodness. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says, you will be endued with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the world. He said to the disciples that the last time he was together and Mark recorded, he said, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out demons. They will heal the sick and raise the dead. If they drink anything deadly, it won't hurt them. And so we see this is just God's process, the way he is. That's how things happen with God. And, you know, it's available for everybody. That's what's awesome. All you got to do is come to the revelation of who God is. And this will transform your life.
Amen.
We always pray that there's prayer because we want everybody to have the opportunity to know Jesus. And you're not joining the church? A denominational process is it's a man of God, me, and my wife, a woman of God, who know God, and we're going to lead you to God. And this is how you find it, is through this prayer. And if you pray this prayer to me with all of your heart, in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Well, Jesus said, let your yea be yea and your nay nay, so I don't have to say. I promise you, I guarantee it, it's just going to happen. So here we go. Pray this with me, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
So Jesus, here's my declaration of faith.
So Jesus, here's my declaration of faith.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Arms up and say, I receive you into my life, Lord.
I receive you into my life, Lord.
All of your grace, mercy, and love.
All of your grace, mercy, and love.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With
all the fullness of God.
Jesus, Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to these people. You might say, Pastor, that is doing something on the inside. Yeah, it is. It's God Almighty. We spoke about it tonight in our program. It's God Almighty coming into human flesh. And that happens. Human flesh is like, wow. Some people call it a rush, a high, you know, they call it all kinds of stuff. What has happened to you is all of God has filled all of you in one prayer. And now your responsibility isn't necessarily to join a church, although you probably will. It isn't necessarily to be a part of a denomination, although you probably will be a part of a denomination. But your responsibility every day is to walk with God. And remember, he lives in here, inside of you. So, because he lives inside of you, you now get to carry God with you wherever you go. You are the carrier of Almighty God.
Amen.
You're his temple. He wants all of you, and he's on the inside of you. You don't have to worry about God being able to get through to you, because he lives in you. Of course he can get through to you. Of course he can get through to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. John, every day, you wake up in the morning, look up there, and the ceiling, the black, is still dark. You need to look and say, Father, help me walk with you today. And then, whatever he tells you to do, just do. Whatever he tells you to go, just go. Whatever he tells you to say, just say it. You'll find, before too long, you'll find that you're walking with God. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Well, the only thing I can do is stay more and stay longer. But we've already said enough. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with more of the majestic Word of God, the Book of Acts. And we know you're going to enjoy the rest of this study from, you know, I forget what day is it. What day of the year is this?
321.
Wow. We've only got 44 days left?
Yeah.
Wow. And you'll have read the whole Bible. Man, that's just amazing.
Awesome.
That might not be my skill, but that fire is
You're starting to cut out now.
I've never out loud. Oh, yeah. Well, if I cut all the way out, then you fix it up. But I plan not to. But anyway, it's the first time ever in my life I read the whole Bible through out loud and recorded it for somebody else to listen to. And read the Bible through out loud chronologically. And I loved the whole process. The other few days we've been challenged to get the work done, but the reality is God's helped his kid.
Amen.
In a way that he can receive all the glory for it. And that's the important part.
Yeah.
That he gets to receive the glory. And anyways, when we see you again, know this, that the same Jesus that John and Peter and John knew that man by, that same Jesus died of you. And glory be to God for that. And Jesus, by the name, here, let me turn my camera around so you guys can see what's happening here. What the practice looks like. You gotta come see this sometime. This is just absolutely amazing. This, the absolute wonder of American industry.
Yeah.
Is displayed right here. And you know, if you're the confused and you think that we should get rid of all fossil fuel, well, you won't do it. This will give you fits. But if you realize Jesus put the fossil fuel down there for a reason, when he created this earth, and I don't think that in all reality. I don't believe it's fossils. I just believe it's just a positive oil that God put there.
Amen.
Because he knew we was going to need it.
Yeah.
And anyways, till we see you again, what we say, remember this, that we love you.
We love you. And God loves you.
And
Jesus
is
Lord.
And we're praying for you every single night. That you have deep, deep sleep. And that God speaks to you in dreams and visions and revelations. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.
Good night. Good day. Amen.
Good day. Good day. Sound like Paul Harvey. Good day.